In today's show, is purchasing Bitcoin 59% below the stock to flow price model a great buy? I'll be breaking this down for you. As Lex Mavinsky points out, negative stock to flow deflection is the highest it's ever been in the whole Bitcoin history. This is a great buying opportunity if you're a believer in this model. That's right, BTFD. Also breaking news, Paraguayan lawmakers to present Bitcoin bill on July 14th. As Congressman Carlito tweeted here, I'm here to unite Paraguay. That is why we decided with Senator Silva Fassetti to present together the bill, Bitcoin on Wednesday, July 14th. Stay tuned since there will be a mega surprise for Paraguay and the world. Something giant is coming. Also in today's show, what in the world went down at Max Kaiser's F Elon party? I'll be breaking down the highlights for you, quoting Max right here. Does God have anything to do with Bitcoin? I'm here to tell you something about God. God is hacking us right now. God figured out that this particular group of people on planet Earth were effing up with fiat. He said, I got to go back down there and straighten them out with Satoshi. Now there is a massive rumor floating around right now that Apple is set to announce a $2.5 billion purchase of Bitcoin on Monday, AG reports via CMS, as Crypto Cobain shared with his 400,000 plus Twitter followers. What would this mean for the crypto market? I'll be breaking this down for you. Also in today's show, option traders aim for a $100,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year. But is there a chance? Well, according to the options markets, $100,000 is still in play. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As we can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and most of the major alts are back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, cryptopreneurs? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And
real quick, before I kick off today's show, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/CryptoNewsAlerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?
All right. Welcome to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. What's good, crypto fam? I'm your host, JV. We have a lot to cover, so let's dive right in. Bitcoin has never been so far below its target price as it is right now. The stock to flow model shows this week. In a new tweet on July 10th, Lex Mavosky, chief investment officer at Mavosky Capital, showed the stock to flow flagging a historic moment in Bitcoin's 12-year lifetime, talking about a great buying opportunity. That's right, BTFD. With Bitcoin showing a few signs of a genuine bullish recovery, the pair has been drifting even further from the price that the stock to flow price model calculates that it should have. Stock to flow is arguably the most popular of Bitcoin forecasters and has historically tracked the Bitcoin price action with surprising accuracy, taking every anomaly into account to remain valid. However, the current behavior has given stock to flow a run for its money, and as of now, its target price comparatively has never been so far from reality. Checking out this tweet from Lex Mavosky, negative stock to flow deflection is the highest it's ever been in the whole Bitcoin history. This is a great buying opportunity if you're a believer in this model. That's right. How many of you believe in the stock to flow price prediction model, which predicts a minimal of $100,000 Bitcoin price by this December, and stock to flow X predicts a $288,000 Bitcoin price? Now check this out. According to stock to flow multiple, Bitcoin should be trading at $82,703 on Saturday, and at the time of this recording, the actual spot price was $33,850, which is 59% lower. The model's creator, Plan B, has stuck by a seriously bullish view on Bitcoin for 2021. His latest price prediction calling for $135,000 by December as a worst case scenario. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments below. The analyst is currently off the grid and not commenting on events, promising to return in August, which has a minimum price target of around $47,000. As you can see right here, it shows you the Bitcoin stock to flow model as of July 10th. Now, stock to flow faces serious bearish calls. Plan B has never ruled out stock the flow becoming invalidated at any point, and this could become a reality if the most bearish scenarios become reality. Among them is a $10,000 warning from Scott Minard, the Guggenheim executive, who this week claimed there was not any reason to buy Bitcoin under current conditions. I covered this in great detail in yesterday's episode. He's predicting short-term Bitcoin drop all the way between $10,000 and $15,000. I highly disagree, but his long-term predictions stay intact between $400,000 and $600,000 for the king of all crypto. Other data points to an extended recovery period for Bitcoin fundamentals, while December could bring sell-in pressure once more in line with historical precedent. And stock the flow model creator Plan B himself has said, if Bitcoin doesn't reach a minimal of six figures by December of this year, then the stock the flow model would be invalidated. And before I break down our next break-in story of the day, Paraguayan lawmakers to present a Bitcoin bill on July 14th, as well as we discuss what the heck happened at Max Keiser's F Elon party, as well as a breaking rumor that Apple is set to announce a $2.5 billion purchase of Bitcoin on Monday, as well as option traders aim for a $100,000 Bitcoin price by the end of this year. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin back in the green, trading at about $34,000. Ether up about 1%, trading above $2,100. Binance Coin up 2.5%, trading at $321. Cardano up 1%, trading at $1.34. Polkadot up 0.8%, trading at $15.41. And Chainlink up 1.2%, trading at $18.35. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Paraguayan Congressman Carlitos and Senator Fernando Silva are planning to introduce a Bitcoin bill to Congress on Wednesday, July 14th, underscoring the lawmakers' urgency in formulating a coherent digital asset strategy for their country. As Congressman Carlitos shares in this tweet, I am here to unite Paraguay, and that is why we decided with Senator Silva Fassetti to present together the bill Bitcoin on Wednesday, July 14th. Stay tuned, since there will be a mega surprise for Paraguay and the world. Something giant is coming. And this got 15.6 thousand likes and 3,783 retweets. Although Carlitos didn't specify what the bill would entail, some lawmakers in the country want to follow El Salvador's lead in making Bitcoin legal tender. On June 6th, Carlitos informed his more than 50,000 Twitter followers that digital assets would be connected to an important project to innovate Paraguay in front of the world, as he shared in this original tweet with the Bitcoin laser eyes. Carlitos' previous statements and forthcoming bill will introduce measures to make Paraguay a leading center for foreign crypto investors, businesses, and perhaps even Bitcoin miners. Potentially, this will include provisions to accept Bitcoin as legal tender. And like other Latin American lawmakers, Carlitos added the laser eyes to his profile on Twitter, which is a symbolic way of showing his bullish outlook on the king of all crypto. Latin America has emerged as a potential hotbed for crypto adoption due to local economic and fiscal pressures, especially in countries like Argentina, Venezuela, and Mexico. Latin America is now home to at least two cryptocurrency unicorns, a term used in the venture capital industry to describe startups with a valuation of $1 billion or more. 2TM Group, the parent company behind Brazilian crypto exchange Mercado Bitcoin, recently completed a $200 million funding round with SoftBank, bringing its total valuation to an estimated $2.1 billion. Meanwhile, Mexican crypto exchange Bitso is valued at $2.1 billion after concluding a Series C funding round. So there you have it. Pretty massive news happening around the world, especially in Latin America. And before I break down our next story of the day and we discuss what in the world happened inside Max Keiser's F Elon party, as well as this massive rumor alert of Apple set to announce a $2.5 billion purchase of Bitcoin on Monday, as well as option traders aiming for a $100,000 Bitcoin price by the end of this year. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $1.4 trillion with $54 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 45.3%, with the Ether dominance at 17.7%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Stacks up 14% for the day and 59% for the week, trading at $1.37. The Graph up 11.9%, trading at 73 cents. Flow up 9% for the day and 70% for the week, trading at 19 bucks. And Cosmos up 8% for the day and about 18% for the week, trading at $14.47. Now, which cryptocurrencies are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, checking out one of my favorite indicators, it's the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, shows we're currently rated a 20 in extreme fear, and last month was a 21 in extreme fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The infamous Max Keiser is in it for the long haul. Love it or hate him, the man puts in the work. Arguably the original Bitcoiner in mainstream media via the Keiser Report, the North American broadcaster with a show in RT is still raising hell wherever he goes. And this time he's got Elon the FUD puppet Musk in his sights. So what exactly is the F Elon party? Well, it was a night of drinking, comedy, stand-up, and a Bitcoin celebration. Bitcoin Magazine live streamed it and I watched it and I shared some of the highlights here on Twitter, quoting Max Keiser right here. Does God have anything to do with Bitcoin? I'm here to tell you something about God. God is hacking us right now. God figured out that this particular group of people on planet Earth were effing up with fiat. He said, I got to go back down there and straighten them out. With Satoshi, God hacked his way into our collective unimaginations to disabuse us from the shortcomings and atrocities of fiat money to replace it with the hardest money that's ever been known in the history of humanity and civilization and the galaxy. It's so effing hard, it's attracting UFOs. El Salvador is ground zero for the Bitcoin uprising. The global insurrection against banker occupation is happening right now in El Salvador. Hyper Bitcoinization is happening right now in El Salvador. And I included the link to watch this for yourself. You can check out the F Elon tour I wrote. Watch Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert channel the spirits of God, Satoshi, George Carlin, and Bitcoin. I'll include this in the show notes below the video in the description. Now let's break down this massive rumor alert. Crypto Cobain tweeted this: Apple set to announce a $2.5 billion purchase of Bitcoin on Monday, AG reports via CMS. Now Monday is right around the corner. That's literally tomorrow. Now Crypto Cobain has over 400,000 Twitter followers, and Crypto Callio also tweeted this as well to his 331,000 Twitter followers. Also, CM Socrates shared this with his 51,000 followers, and it came from Altcoin Gordon originally. Altcoin Gordon's tweet here: Apple set to announce $2.5 billion purchase of Bitcoin on Monday. Sauces. Now, obviously, if this rumor is true, this is massive for the king of all crypto and could be the biggest story of the year. Let me know in the comments right down below if you feel that Apple has purchased $2.5 billion worth of Bitcoin, and we'll find out soon enough in tomorrow's episode. Now, Altcoin Gordon, where this rumor originally surfaced from, says, my sources are very trustworthy. Do you feel that it's true that Apple purchased $2.5 billion worth of Bitcoin and they will announce it on Monday? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, option traders aim for $100,000 Bitcoin price by the end of 2021. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 830 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button right below this video and hit the bell icon to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. You can also find me on all the major podcasts and platforms, from Spotify, the home of the Joe Rogan Experience, to Apple's iTunes and Google Play. You can also follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok, so be sure to follow me there. All right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Bitcoin investors are known for being bullish, and even during 50% corrections like the current one, most analysts remain optimistic. One reason for investors' endless optimism and belief in infinite upside could be Bitcoin's decreasing issuance and the 21 million coins fixed supply limit. That's right, Bitcoin is the hardest form of sound money to ever exist. However, not even the most accurate models, including the stock to flow from analyst Plan B, can predict the bear markets, crashes, or FOMO-induced pumps. Traders usually misinterpret these concepts, as value and price expectations can be easily mistaken. Bitcoin does not exist in a vacuum, even if Bitcoin maximalists think so. Therefore, its price action heavily depends on how many dollars, euros, and yuans are in circulation, and interest rates, real estate, equities, and commodities. Even global economic growth and inflationary expectations impact the risk appetite for people, companies, and mutual funds. funds. Now let's talk about Bitcoin's current price drivers. Regardless of what these valuation models predict, price is exclusively composed by the market participants at any given moment. Opposite to one might expect, data from CryptoQuant shows only 2.5 million Bitcoin currently deposited on the exchanges. And if you compare this to the 10.7 million that hasn't been moved in the last 12 months, according to HODLWave data, we can say that the long-term hodlers have no say in the price, as the difference between value, which is subjective, and price, historical and objective, becomes more evident. It's easier to understand why some investors expect $100,000 or higher targets for the end of this year. However, to correctly interpret what odds are being placed for those prices, one needs to analyze the calls, which are the buys existing in the options market. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin aggregate call options for December 31st. Although the call buy options vastly dominate compared to the protective puts, this is common for almost every asset class on longer term expiries. However, a call option with a $50,000 strike should be more representative than a $200,000 one, because their prices will be noticeably different. As you can see here, it shows you the Bitcoin December 31st call options market. At this time, a right to acquire a call option, Bitcoin for $50,000 on December 31st is valued at $4,350. Meanwhile, the same instrument using a $200,000 strike price costs $415, which is roughly 10 times lower. Now, Cointelegraph previously explained how a $100,000 to $300,000 strike should not be taken as precise analysis-backed price estimates. Investors typically sell higher strike calls while simultaneously buying more costly call options with the lower strike. In short, assuming that investors are exclusively buying the ultra-bullish call options is naive and usually wrong. However, even the open strategies involving selling those options are generally neutral to bullish. So $100,000 is still in play according to this options market. According to the Black and Scholes model, the current $1,185 price for the $100,000 call option has a 13% mathematical probability. It's worth noting that this methodology considers the price exclusively on December 31st at 8 a.m. Eastern and does not count the $99,999 price as a success. Despite this, there is strong evidence that professional traders are still valuing the year-end $100,000 options. It might seem far-fetched right now, but Bitcoin's volatility opens room for surprise, especially considering that there's still half a year ahead. That's right, I'm predicting a minimal of $100,000 Bitcoin price before the end of this year. Max Keiser's year-end price target is $220,000, and Stock the Flow and Stock the Flow X predicts anywhere between $100,000 to $288,000 Bitcoin price. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to land before the end of the year? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: is Bitcoin a great buy 59% below the Stock the Flow Bitcoin price model target? Well, according to Lex Mavinsky, heck yeah, this is a great buying opportunity if you're a believer in this model. BTFD all day. Also in today's show, I shared breaking news. Paraguayan lawmakers present a Bitcoin bill on July 14th, as Congressman Carlitos points out here. Stay tuned, since it will be a mega surprise for Paraguay and the world. Something giant is coming. Let's go BTC. Also in today's show, we discuss what in the world truly goes down at a Max Keiser F Elon party. And to see for yourself, check the show notes below the video in the description to watch some of the highlights recorded by Bitcoin Magazine. Also in today's show, I shared a massive rumor alert of Apple set to announce a $2.5 million purchase of Bitcoin on Monday, as well as option traders aiming for a six-figure Bitcoin price before the end of this year. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. And real quick, before I go, today's episode is brought to you by our sponsor, BlockFi, where you can put your crypto to work and earn up to 8.6% APY with a BlockFi interest account. There's a special promo going on right now where you can get up to $250 as a crypto bonus for free with a deposit of $25 or more in crypto. To take advantage of this, visit my direct referral link, which is blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Also like to point out that not only are there no hidden fees, they're also backed by the largest names in the industry, including Winklevoss Capital, Coinbase, Morgan Creek, as well as Fidelity. So to go ahead and take advantage of this $250 crypto bonus with a deposit of $25 or more, go ahead and visit blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. Once again, that's blockfi.com/crypto news alerts. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we?